This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is planning to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan by September 11th. It's the 20th anniversary of the terrorist attacks on America. They were coordinated from the country. Several U.S. officials said this on Tuesday. That decision defies a May 1st deadline for a full troop withdrawal under a peace agreement the Trump administration reached with the Taliban last year. And a senior administration official called the September date an absolute that won't be affected by security conditions in the country. Well, Biden's decision keeps U.S. troops in Afghanistan for 4 months longer than initially planned. It sets a firm end to 2 decades of war. They killed more than 2,200 U.S. troops, wounded 20,000, and cost as much as $1 trillion. President Joe Biden is calling on Russian President Vladimir Putin to de-escalate the tensions following a Russian military buildup on Ukraine's border. The White House says that Biden told Putin in a phone call Tuesday that the U.S. would act firmly in defense of its national interest regarding Russian cyber intrusions and election interference. There is growing concern in the West about a surge of ceasefire violations in eastern Ukraine, where Russian-backed separatists and Ukrainian forces have been locked in a conflict since Moscow's 2014 annexation of Crimea. This is VOA News. An Iranian nuclear negotiator says Tehran will begin enriching uranium up to 60% purity after an attack on its Natanz nuclear facility. That is a higher level than the program has enriched to before, but remains short of the weapons grade. An announcement was made Tuesday, and it marks a significant escalation after the sabotage suspected to have been carried out by Israel. It could also result in further action by Israel, whose Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed never to allow Tehran to obtain a nuclear weapon and further raise tensions across the Mideast. Iran's foreign minister earlier warned the weekend assault could hurt ongoing negotiations over its tattered economic deal with world powers. U.S. President Joe Biden will address a joint session of Congress later this month for the first time in his presidency. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's invited the president to share his vision to a joint session of Congress on Wednesday, April 28th. The speech will come days before President Biden's 100th day in office, giving him an opportunity to update the country on his progress. It's also a chance to make his case for the $2.3 trillion infrastructure package he unveiled earlier this month. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, the address is expected to look different than a traditional joint session when members of both chambers cram into the House. Some internet critics have questioned why Biden hasn't given a State of the Union address, but in the last several decades, every president has waited until their second year in office to deliver that speech. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Police officer and police chief have resigned 2 days after a black motorist's death in Minnesota. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
The white police officer who fatally shot a black man in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota during a traffic stop last weekend resigned Tuesday, as did the city's police chief. Officer Kim Potter, a 26-year veteran, fatally shot 20-year-old Dante Wright Sunday. At a news conference, Mayor Mike Elliott said,
"We did not ask her to resign. That was a decision she made."
Police Chief Tim Gannon also resigned. The shooting sparked 2 nights of protests and unrest. Brooklyn Center is just north of Minneapolis, where former police officer Derek Chauvin is on trial for the death of George Floyd last year. I'm Mike Rossio.
You can find more at voanews.com via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.